Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast.
Libraries are evolving to be more, it's hard to say service-oriented because they've always been service-oriented, but more services that aren't necessarily tied to the physical space, the physical materials.
That's Dean Kraft, Chief Technology Strategist for Cornell University. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE, and I spoke with Dean at the CNI 2010 Spring Member Meeting in Baltimore, Maryland. You're giving a presentation here at CNI called Taking the Library Outside the Library, a Lightweight Innovation Model for Heavyweight Economic Times. And obviously the economy is mentioned in the title of your presentation, but could you talk a little bit about some of the factors that brought about this Library Outside the Library program? And could you describe some of the key components of the program?
Sure. It actually started as part of a website reimagining effort. There was a web vision team, and one of the side pieces of that was to say, how can we make the library more accessible outside the physical walls of the library? How do we get to where our users are going to be? Some of the key components include a light investment by the people involved. So we draw library staff members from library IT, from the public service, rare manuscript collection, metadata services. But the expected investment is very small from each one. And we try to leverage outside partnerships, existing tools, small amounts of effort to make a hopefully significant but not huge difference in how the library can be available to its users. We're not trying to create any fundamental services. This is really a layer on top of existing library services to make them more accessible, more usable by library patrons.
Well, what are some of the services you offer?
So some of the easy ones, we have there's just a text-to-librarian service, which was actually leverages a commercial product. We have a mobile IM service for people who want to chat with the library during the day. There's just a widget on the webpage. One of our most successful services is called the Passkey Bookmarklet, and it lets people outside get access to journals that are behind the firewall where you need a proxy server to get in. You click on the bookmarklet, and it passes you straight through to give access to the journals, and people just rave about it. And it was a very simple why.
Didn't you guys also design an iPhone app as well?
So that was interesting as well. There's a computer science course on software engineering. As part of that course, they take on projects and clients from outside, and they can be commercial or other clients, and develop applications for them, solutions mm-hmm. for them. And we went to them as a potential client, and they were very interested in developing this iPhone app. We essentially provided them the specifications. We gave them some feedback. We gave them a fair bit of latitude, actually, in terms of the capabilities they wanted to put into it. We did some real usability testing with them and provided that back to them as input. It was a very successful process.
Cool. Well, what are some of the functions of the app?
It provides library search. It provides the library hours. It provides contact information. It provides a physical map of campus showing the locations, hours. It also actually has your account. So you can cache your library account credentials. You can see what books you have checked out. You can renew through the app. It's really very nice, in addition to the sort of catalog search. And we have some featured links to other mobile sites as well.
Could you tell us a little bit about the resources and manpower that go into running the program?
So the effort itself is really, we meet every 2 weeks for an hour and toss around ideas, send people off then to work on fairly small amounts of time to develop them, explore the ideas, do assessment, figure out whether or not it's something that is going to work, whether we can bring in outside users. We're not really, for the effort itself, it's not so much drawing on online tools or social networking, although we're focused on those kind of tools, leveraging the kind of consumer tools that are available for our patrons. How can we make use of those to give new capabilities?
So what long-term impact do you see this having?
I do think it has a couple of benefits. It makes our services more visible and more available when they aren't in the brick and mortar space, and I think that's important. And I think part of the message of LOL too is to get librarians to be a little more nimble and to think about, how can I take advantage of maybe some of the latest trends? you know, again, not to build something for the ages, but to engage with the students and make them aware of the services and things that are available in the library. You know, frequently in a library, people will spend, you know, 6 months or a year in a committee deciding whether or not to do something. So hopefully we can move that a little toward a more quick, responsive, internet speed.
It sounds like a nimble program, definitely. Yeah. How do you see library services and the library itself evolving in the coming years at Cornell? Do you think this can serve an example for libraries in general?
Libraries are evolving to be more, it's hard to say service-oriented because they've always been service-oriented, but more services that aren't necessarily tied to the physical space, the physical materials. We're looking at having sort of more embedded librarians. I mean, again, librarians have always been associated with particular disciplines. I think that's really important. Librarians as a bridge between IT services, you know, academic technology services, and the users. You know, the librarians bring a sort of a really nice mix of understanding of the digital tools and an understanding of the discipline, and can make that connection for students, potentially for faculty and researchers and others. And I think those kinds of services and capabilities are going to be really strategic and important going forward, whether you're looking at, you know, data curation issues, you know, whether you're looking at research methods in the internet age for students in class. We have librarians that are going in and teaching in classes to support those kinds of activities. I think that's really a strong direction for the library.
Dean Kraft, Chief Technology Strategist at the Cornell University Library, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
You can find more podcasts like this on a variety of topics by visiting our podcast page at www.educause.edu/podcasts. Or you can find us on iTunes by searching for EduCause. I'm Jerry Bain. Thanks for listening.